Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Do you remember that infographic you sent me a couple, it's been weeks now,
yes,
where
sir.
It talks about how many deaths from firearms, how many were suicides? Well, okay, I go and do research on that. I think that data is from 2013. I can't leave anything alone, so I updated it and added to it. It'll come out in Slow Facts later in the week. Have me on, first thing on Monday. Now we've had 2 days, 5 hours of you presenting material. I want to jump in with those numbers because although the numbers aren't new, I'm pretty sure nobody covered them in the last 2 days. Ready to go in there?
Please.
Okay. What I'm trying to do here is not only get the numbers up to date, but also put them in perspective. Okay, so we had 39,707 deaths from firearms in 2019. That's the last year where I can get good data from both the Department of Justice and the Centers for Disease Control and a couple other sources. Well, over 61% of those were suicides. Wow. What we found out when we look around the world, making suicide illegal or putting extra penalties on how you commit it doesn't change the rate of suicide. But that leaves 15,000 homicides that we still have to look at. And a homicide is where one person kills another, distinct from suicide. What's fascinating, and I'm not ghoulish about this, it's actually hopeful. Murder doesn't happen everywhere with the same frequency.
I know.
But you knew that. You knew that. More than half the murders are concentrated into 2% of our counties. On the other end of the scale, more than half of our counties are doing something right, and they won't have a murder at all. Now, what you and I find interesting and the media never talks about, most of those nonviolent counties are typically considered to have high rates of gun ownership. They're not our inner cities. Let's go further. We have laws against it. But criminals commit over 1 million violent crimes every year. Not just crimes, but violent crimes. We have over 23,000 firearms regulations. But criminals use a gun to commit murder over 12,000 times. When we look across the United States, that leaves us with only 3,065 homicides with a gun that aren't gang-related. Wait. We started with 30,000, almost 40,000. We're now down to a fraction of that. Where'd they all go? They went to suicides and they went to gang activity.
Yep.
So by the time you start peeling this onion, when people say there's an epidemic of gun violence, you go, not in the middle of the onion, it isn't. It's still a pea.
Well, it's a premature wild onion. It's a very small bulb.
It's a burr under the saddle.
Yeah.
For perspective, 3,000 people. How dangerous is that? It's right between the number of people who died from asthma and the number of people who died from obesity each year. There are more layers to this onion, though. Of those 3,000 deaths, 340, more than 10%, were the justified use of legal force by a police officer. John Lott turned me on to where to dig for this next number. 344 homicides were people like you and I, Bill, defending ourselves, the legally justified use of a firearm in self-defense. Out of 200-plus million people, 344 were the only. Now, we used our guns much more often than that, but that's how many times we actually had to kill. Okay, but we have to save the children. 438, a little over 400 deaths involved a firearms accident. And of those accidental deaths, about 250 were resulted in the death of a child under 14 years of age. 250. The media never tells you that because the onion, this pea, is getting smaller and smaller. Go ahead.
And those children that are getting killed, most of the time they're being killed accidentally by an adult.
Exactly. What the CDC's numbers don't tell us, they tell us about the victim, because that's the person who went to the hospital and entered our records. We don't know who pulled the trigger. This could be a kid playing in his front yard and some gangbanger loses one down the street.
Yeah, this is not a child finding a gun and shooting themselves. In most cases, it's an adult doing it accidentally.
But even so, let's put those accidents into perspective. All of them, no matter who were injured. If we look at all the accidental deaths, only one in 400 is from a firearm each year. Wow. Wow. Okay. Let's put something else into perspective. If we look at the accidental overdose deaths from drugs and narcotics, it's almost 70 times more common than fatal firearms accidents. If we want to save the kids, we should be handing out Narcan at every school. Wow. The media doesn't tell us this, Bill. It's like a house of mirrors, what they tell us in the press. They're distorting reality.
And that's a good way of putting it. When the house of mirrors is the kind of mirrors where it looks like you're fat in the middle and narrow in the top. It's a fun house mirror. It's not a clear mirror. It's not one that gives clarity or anything. It's meant to distort and misinform.
Go on.
Well, I mean, it's all based upon a narrative. It's when it gets down to it. Another John Lott figure that I absolutely love is prior to COVID lockdown times, we were down to 367 violent crimes per 100,000 with as many guns as we have and as many people carrying guns as we have. Where in England, their violent crime ratio is 2,012 per 100,000.
Wow.
Three times? It's six times.
Six times?
Yeah.
Wow.
367 to 2012. So, I mean, when looked at it in the stark light of day, statistics don't lie. This isn't racism. This is facts aren't hate, you know, that kind of stuff. All those little cliches. If you actually look at what actually happens. Yeah. Coming up on the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land, and once a week I get to talk to you. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. That was picked up by the Second Amendment Foundation now. We're really lucky.
Well, you know, work. Work does that. Steady work does that. Good work does that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we were just going over some numbers, which, you know, numbers don't lie. But where would you like to go now?
Can we take about one more civil peel another couple layers on that?
Absolutely. Put that in on the table.
Okay, here's, now again, I swear I'm not an accountant, but I must have an obsession for this stuff. Ordinary citizens, guys like you and me, we use a firearm in self-defense about 2 million times a year, but remember, we almost never end up killing somebody. How does that make sense? Bad guys run away. Ask a policeman if he wants to go unarmed. He goes, no, thank you. You ever killed anybody? They said, hardly ever fired the gun, let alone killed anybody. Our experience is exactly the same. And it carries not just, you know, guys like you and me. Bill, sexual assault victims. Being armed probably stopped over 100,000 sexual assaults. When they do have to press the trigger, their attackers usually survive being shot by a handgun. So about 1 in 100 adults will use a firearm in self-defense each year. And again, we seldom press the trigger. Guy runs in, sees us there. They go, whoops, wrong robbery, wrong burglary. They're gone. Wrong carjacking. About 1 in 10 adults have their permits to legally carry a concealed firearm in public. And that number ranges enormously. In Hawaii, zero. Zero permits in the entire state. A handful of security guards have it at all, and then only at work. And yet, in some rural counties in Pennsylvania, that number is almost 50% of the adult population. Wow. We are the experiment that our forefathers talked about. Let's see which one works. We can find out. We're about 1,000 times more likely to use that gun in self-defense than to be the innocent victim who's murdered by the criminal use of a firearm. Guns save lives. We're about 8,000 times more likely to use a gun in self-defense than for that gun to accidentally kill a child. So we're doing a pretty good job with firearm safety. Every childhood injury is a tragedy. We have gun safes. You have them. I have them. I've given them away. I bet you have too, to friends who got a gun. But, you know, we're doing more harm than good. We're as law-abiding and nonviolent, if we have our concealed carry permits, as any group we can find in any country. I think that paints a very clear picture that we're doing a lot of things right, Bill.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that one. Although I've never given away a gun safe.
Oh.
I'm just not. Well, I don't have that many of them laying around.
I went and bought someplace. I found it that would give me like a little bit of a discount if I bought 5. And I needed several. I knew 2 friends that needed them. Yeah, all right. Now here's where we're not doing a very good job. This number came out 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you'd seen it. This came out of all places, Stanford University School of Medicine. They published a study where they went back and retrospectively looked at the perpetrators. Go look at mass murderers and go, some of them look strange. You know, you've seen those pictures. Which one of these guys, and you can pick them out of a crowd, is a mass murderer? Wow, they looked crazy. And we were right. They were. Out of 115 assailants, obviously the ones that died, they couldn't get as good a data. But out of 35 that they were still alive that they could talk to, 32 of them had overt symptoms of psychiatric disorders. Half of them had schizophrenia. Others had psychotic symptoms. They believed they were getting messages from demons. Remember that guy, the Navy Yard shooting? The guy had called up. He was like on some contractor medical provider. He said, I'm hearing voices. He was. He was a schizophrenic. He was unmedicated. Another 10 of the shooters were bipolar, delusional, had personality disorders, and they were untreated. You've had Robert Young on, and he said, people who are treated and have mental health issues are enormously less violent than those who are untreated. They are more routinely victims of violence than perpetrators. But what Bob doesn't say is crazy people can be dangerous. And he would say that if we asked him, and I think this study has proven it. Wow.
The problem is you don't know which ones are going to be.
Right. You don't. Well, okay, but what that says is, do you remember after Sandy Hook, there was a push by Republicans to say, hey, let's ramp up mental health treatment. Democrats in the Senate vetoed that. They should hide their heads in shame. And we should all be pushing for it now.
We should be pushing for it now. I remember back in the 90s, they used to have something around in this area called charter hospitals. We could go in and get some, it was a mental health hospital, and it was a chain. And I don't know where they went. I don't know where they went, but they're gone. And nowadays, if you can go to your general practitioner and say, I'm depressed. Okay, well, I'm going to give you some, and they'll just give you that. I mean, you could probably go to like one of these exigent care centers and get it.
Doc in a box.
yeah. So, I mean, when you think about things now, there's nobody really treating very much of nothing.
Well, I know down here in Louisiana, we do have psychiatric hospitals. You can say, hey, look, I need some inpatient help. Some of them are focused on addiction and withdrawal. Others are for people with more clearly diagnosed mental disorders. But boy, we sure need more of it. I'll give you that.
Anyway, I look at some of the things. I mean, some of the things you just quoted.
When we come back?
Yes. Well, I will make that point when we come back. Thank you very much. You know what? We'll give out where to find you when we get back as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
No new deaths are being reported in the South Florida condo collapse, but 150 people are still missing.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
That's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. President Biden in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday discussing the bipartisan infrastructure plan and how it will benefit communities across the country. The president saying the infrastructure plan will make sure all Americans across the United States have high-speed internet.
This will also help high-speed internet and make sure it's available to every American home, including 35% of rural families who currently go without it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A record-breaking 43 million people are packing up to hit the roads this holiday weekend, and they're in for some pain at the pump. AAA saying this 4th of July will have the highest gas prices since 2014. Right now, the national average is $3.11, with drivers in California paying the most, followed by Hawaii. Nearly 4 million will fly Thursday and Monday, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic travel. California is adding Florida to the list where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that they believe discriminate against the LGBTQ community. Attorney General Rob Bonta saying the state of Florida has introduced bills that prevent biological men from competing with biological women in school sports. Adding, we are in the midst of discrimination in the country, and the state of California will not support it. Find more news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Life. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, we've been going over various things having to do with, we've been through stats, now we've been talking mental health. The problem with mental health, though,
yeah,
is that we don't know who is and isn't dangerous. And thus, the only thing that can be done, in my opinion, to try to mitigate what might occur would be to allow people to carry guns and, you know, react to an attack.
You and I are in violent agreement there, but there's something else this study is saying. These people were dangerous. They were also untreated.
Right.
So the comment is, look, some people will fall in the cracks. This is an imperfect world. People can refuse to take their meds. We don't make them take them. But they are remarkably safer for themselves and for us when we're on the same planet with them, when they are in this reality rather than delusional, hearing voices and frightened all the time from a world they don't understand. Yeah, yeah. Now, what's true, people, most of the people who are have mental illness aren't crazy or, you know, and a danger to others. Some of them are, more of them are a danger to themselves. But those are, those people who are a danger to us, a significant fraction of them are suffering from mental health issues. Just out of humanity, not even speaking about self-interest. Let's get them some help.
Well, yeah, and, you know, a lot of that's going to come down to the family.
Yes.
Now, you know, yes. And we know plenty of things about this. And in some cases, like with the guy out in Isla Vista, Parkland,
right.
Boulder, Colorado, the family knew that this person was having serious issues.
Yep.
And then the family, I guess the family knew, and I don't know about Elliot Rogers, if they knew he had bought guns, but, I mean, the Boulder, Colorado family, they knew he had bought a gun. And
right.
I don't know about the Parkland family, but they knew, they had to have known he bought a gun, because didn't he live at home?
He did. He actually pointed it at his family.
Yeah.
Now, they kept calling the cops, saying, help, okay, here, you know what? You bring up something entirely on point, Bill, as I should expect. Many, you're right. A lot of these families said, this kid is troubled, help us. And we didn't. That's documented high and deep in the case of the guy at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Also true for Elliot Rogers at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. These families were begging for help, and we wouldn't give it to them.
I think it was Nicholas Cruz at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Yeah.
Elliot Rogers was in Isla Vista.
Right, that's Isla Vista, right.
Isla Vista. I always get that wrong.
Now, there are some problems with saying some of these guys are crazy and evil. One of them in his diary goes, oh, yeah, they asked me to go get psychiatric counseling. Lied through my teeth.
From that standpoint, as a defender, okay, there's only, that's something to be concerned with after something happens, unfortunately.
Right. Yes.
Because for you and I, we don't know them. We don't know who they are. We don't know they even exist till they pop up in front of us. Weapon comes up. Now we have to engage them. And we're going to engage them. We're going to pop them. And I'm going to pop them like, you know, like they're the like a Dick Tracy villain. I'm going to shoot them like they are the most dangerous thing in the room. And they have to be dealt with. And I don't have the room or the luxury to sit back and say, I wonder what drove this poor soul to this action.
You are absolutely right. In the moment, we don't have that luxury. But now we do. Right now, in this moment, we do. And the answer is not either or, but yes, both. But isn't it odd, though, that the people who are trying to disarm us also don't seem to be funding more mental health services? It's almost as if they think they need more mass murders.
Absolutely,
do you think they're that clinical and calculating?
Absolutely, they do. The biggest existential threat to the United States today is the government.
I think. Well, let's talk about the government being pulled up short.
Well, we got about 3 minutes.
Yep. Perfect. Texas Supreme Court was looking at lawsuits that came out of the attack at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs.
Yep.
Crazy guy in the Air Force gets a gun. Well, it turns out he gets it in Texas. He's a Colorado citizen. He gives them a Colorado ID. They say, okay, the gun we sold you is legal to buy in Colorado. Therefore, you're good to go. It also happened to be legal in Texas. The lawsuit said, oh, but you sold him a 30-round magazine, and that, at the time, wasn't legal in Colorado. And the court said, now you're splitting hairs. That law applies to regulated items, like a firearm, not to firearms accessories. They're not serialized. We can't prove who got it where.
Right.
And it threw out all these court cases, which is good. What the cases that it said, here, these others ought to go through or go forward, are where they said, you know, Air Force, you were obligated by law to put this guy in the NICS system. And you didn't tell us he was a nut.
I kind of think, you know, the military, being in the military is a little bit like being in I talked about this the other day. Being in the military is like being in a socialist government because
yep.
your higher-ups are going to tell you what to think, what to wear, what to drink, what to eat, when to go, where to go, how often to do it, how high to jump, all this other stuff. There is no, there's no consensus, there's no voting, there's no democracy, there's none of that. So the Air Force, and I've seen, when I was in the Army, I would see guys get basically restricted to the barracks, the work area, and the barracks in that order, even if they lived off post with their family.
Wow.
If they got drunk or something and did something that was just completely disruptive to the unit, they would, and this would be on their way out, they'd be getting them out of the Army if they didn't get arrested. So,
wow.
It's, you know, the Air Force should have dealt with this, that pilgrim.
Well, he did serve time, military stockade. He was discharged, but they never gave the NICS system the papers that said, here is a dishonorable discharge, which would have made him a prohibited person.
Yeah.
Bill, how long does it take to click that box?
The ETSing, expiration of term of service, or when they're separating you. You know what? I'll tell you about that when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you.
Easy. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writings carried at Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column on Animal Land. That comes out once a week.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. Have been talking to Rob Morse.
Hopefully
I'm curious. I'm curious. Are you looking at getting a pickup truck?
I think so. Small. A small one, like, you know, Ford Ranger size. You got the giant economy size, right?
Well, I got the Ford F-150.
Okay. Probably one of the most popular trucks in America.
And it gets better gas mileage than either one of my Explorers ever did.
Really?
As big as it is. As big as it. The reason I got it, though, is I'm done flying.
I get it.
And I'm just going to drive. But everybody I know that drives all this, like Jaeger. When Jaeger flies nowhere, he drives, and he drives a full-size pickup. Fisher, he flies nowhere. He drives a full-size pickup. So, and when I asked them about this, why they did this, and like the people at Tony Pignato at, he drives a van now, but he used to drive a full-size pickup. He just wanted more storage capacity. The full-size pickup takes what the road beats on it better. The frame takes it better, and it doesn't kill it. And I had noticed some things with both Explorers, so.
Starting to rattle a little bit.
They weren't rattling yet, but I mean, taking a bump or something, it's just. And if I ever wanted to, one of the things I'm thinking about doing is buying like a travel trailer.
Oh.
And then installing a radio studio into it to where I could do the show live from the travel trailer. But the Explorers will not pull anything more than 5,000 pounds, and a decent-sized travel trailer comes in at 4,500 pounds. And by the time you put water in it and batteries and whatever you're carrying, it's just not going to pull it. So this pickup truck I've got, it'll pull 12,000 pounds. And the Ford Ranger, the Ford Ranger is a bad little truck. I mean, I was just looking for an F-150.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good for you. So you're the mobile studios. Do you have tour dates set yet?
No, I haven't bought the travel trailer yet. I haven't actually put it together. I have Genesis, and I have solved certain things like interfacing with them, which was going to be an issue, and they showed me something, a little trick and a little piece of software that I just didn't know existed, and it works. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So who cares if you're on, quote, Radio Row at NRA? You'll have your own studio.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be what happens. It won't be anytime soon because I've still got property taxes and everything I got to pay on this truck, and they're going to be sizable.
Okay.
But
oops.
that's beside the point. I knew that was going to happen. But yeah, I got that purely for the because that's my new plane.
Yeah, that's your new plane. Yeah, now weather happens, you get slowed down. What you don't get is canceled.
Yeah, I don't get canceled. Every time I flew to Vegas, which is a 4-hour flight, it was a 12-hour day.
Only 12? I think it was worse, but okay.
Well, I mean, that's bad enough. And it was worse because of the airline.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I don't like being under the control of the airline as much as I am when I'm on one of their planes. So.
Sure. And isn't it odd? You and I always felt that a little bit, but now, yes, we know you've had your shots. No, we don't care. There may be somebody somewhere told us to wear a mask, so you all will wear a mask, get down on your knees and put it on.
Sure.
And
yeah.
You and I are just going, it's okay, I'll drive.
Nope, I'll drive. I'm going to drive, and, you know, the only mask, I'm going to get a mask. It's going to be a Lone Ranger mask. Just in case I go somewhere where they want me to wear a mask, I'll be like, okay, if you say so.
Hey, have you seen the ones that they come, like, again, like the Lone Ranger, just below your eyes, but they're beads that hang down over your face, over your mouth? I love that. I really do.
I mean, for me, the reason I had to get the shot was because I really was having a lot of trouble breathing
wearing
a mask. And, I mean, I was just wearing the cheap surgical mask. I don't know how these people are wearing it. These people that are out there going, well, I've got to have a filter and I've got to have multi-layers. And I don't know how they're breathing. But, you know, the vaccine is out. And everybody can make up their own mind now, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I'm rolling.
I did see some great news, I think, coming out of the University of Washington that, in theory, this disease might evolve and you'd have to wear masks forever. Yeah, except no, that's not what the data shows. I'm sure it is evolving. I'm sure it's changing. Of course it is. Always have, always will. But people who've been inoculated are pretty much immune, and they've stayed that way for long periods of time. People who had disease continue to show and carry their immunity. It's behaving pretty much like the flu.
Yeah, I mean, I get why everybody was afraid in the beginning, but based on what we know now, the survivability of it's the same as just about anything else out there. If you're older and you're sickly, it's going to give you issues.
Yeah, it's not quite the flu. We've historically, children were particularly susceptible to the flu.
Right.
Because they hadn't seen it before. Whereas children look at COVID and go, is that all? And what that is telling us that probably some of the complications that we have when older gentlemen, I'm looking at you and I, Bill, it may be part of an overreaction of our body to the disease that causes complications that later do us in.
Right.
Yeah, but we'll get that. We'll get that under control.
Indeed, we will.
There is so much to talk about. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I won't have to, hopefully they won't have my truck and I won't have to pre-record or anything like that. That would be good.
Are they going to deliver it to you, or you got to go? How far away?
Oh no, I got it. I got it back same day. That was the problem. I had to go get it.
Okay.
In the middle of the show, so I got it the same day. It's here. It's with me. I love my truck. Anyway, that's not something I ever thought would be part of my lexicon. I've resisted getting a truck for a very long time. But anyway, having said that, we got a minute. You got to tell everybody how to find you.
Oh, do you want me to? I can't spend a minute doing that. But
well,
okay. I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog, anybody can read it. It's free. It's slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. Also, usually at Amalant. I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Amalant, and that comes out once a week. Once a week, I'm here with you, Bill. We have 1 minute.
Well, we have 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I'll tell you a quick 30-second question.
Did you guys get a chance to talk about the fact that Chipman worked for Mark Kelly, and now they're asking Senator Kelly to recuse himself from voting on him?
No, we didn't get to that part. Right, but they're all talking about his racial stuff as I come up, and that's what's getting him. But
yep.
Let me run. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Been a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.